Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
We're on a mission from God.
Welcome back to Radio Free Bongo. This is your host, Bongo Johnny. And back in the late 50s and early 60s, it was popular to do what you might call gimmick songs. And a lot of those were quite popular, and I'm going to explore a few of those tonight. So let's get silly.
If only I could know the answer to my question. Is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? It comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? If your chewing gum loses its flavor on the bedpost overnight, now the nation rises one to send their honored son up to the White House. Yeah, the nation's only White House to voice their discontent unto the president. Upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Boom, boom!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight.
Well, then, I love you and I want to hold you tight.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost overnight.
A dollar is a dollar and a dime is a dime.
We sing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
On the bedpost
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Let me abos go loose, Lou. Let me abos go loose. They're of no further use, Lou. So let me abos go loose all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Play your didgeridoo.
blue. Play your didgeridoo. Like, keep playing till I shoot through. Blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now, tie me kangaroo down.
Sport, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down.
Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead.
So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde, and that's it hanging on the shed all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to Scully Square station every day at 2:15, and through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Look at that. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul,
he may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. He's a man who never returned. He's a man who never returned. Hey, to Charlie.
The summer sun was beating down, no pity would it show. George Chester's office air conditioner would no longer go. As pools of sweat rolled off his brow, he had one reverie. He saw himself with his wife and kids in his cottage by the sea. He paid for his car at the parking lot, which gave the poor man chills. The attendant laughed and walked away, thumbing a roll of bills. He started his engine with trembling hands at the end of a long, hard day. And and placing himself in the hands of God, he drove to the long freeway. The traffic stretched far as the eye can see, as bumper to bumper they sped. They drove at supernatural speeds, which filled his heart with dread. Sometimes they stopped for an hour or more, and the thousand horns would blow. George Chester's eyes rolled back in his head, and his poor brain started to go. He came at last to the turnpike gate, and he laid his money down. He took the first turn to the right, and he followed the curve around. He took each bend of the clover leaf, he followed every sign. And when he came back to the same toll gate, he gave them another dime. His hands were tied on the steering wheel, his lips and throat were dry. He swore by all that he held dear, he'd make it through or die. He took the first turn to the right, the clover leaf to go through. He was quite sure of his success till the toll gate hove in view. And now they say when the moon is full and the clover leaf is still, the sound of an engine can be heard laboring up the hill. A dime drops in the toll machine in the cool of a summer's night, and eternally that poor car takes the first turn to the right.
He's his own grandpa.
Now, many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter and hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so, for I'm my own grandpa. My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandma.
It sounds funny, I know, though it really is so, for I'm my own grandpa.
Whoopee!
This is sure a mix-up. If my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. That he is.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well,
You left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll fix you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean...
In Africa, they're starving in Spain, there's hurricanes in Florida, and Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans, the Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch.
And I don't like anybody very much.
But we can be tranquil and thankful and proud, for man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped crown. And we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off,
and we will all be blown away.
They're rioting in Africa, there's strife in Iran. What nature doesn't do to us will be done by our fellow man.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one, pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old. Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't want to hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes was London, Boom Perry. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be a tie your shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
We started off tonight with Lonnie Donegan, believe it or not, doing Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight from 1959. And it's peculiar because Lonnie Donegan was better known for skiffle in the early 60s in England. He did the Rock Island Line, the Wreck of the Old 97, Wabash Cannonball, among other things, and actually got to number 3 with his chewing gum song. After that, we heard Australian Rolf Harris doing Tie Me Kangaroo Down Sport. Well, that's another one I remember. We followed that up with Charlie on the MTA by the Kingston Trio. And the interesting story behind that is that actually the song was written for a guy who ran for mayor of Boston, the name of Walter O'Brien. And he kind of was against that fare increase and used that as one of his platforms when he was running for mayor. And he lost. Anyway, it didn't matter. The song didn't help. And it's too bad Barbra Streisand wasn't around, eh? After that, we had Tom Paxton, a song in a similar vein called Georgie on the Freeways. Can't get off that freeway. And that was followed by Grandpa Jones. With an interesting situation, I'm my own grandpa. They're coming to take me away, haha, was Napoleon the 14th. Kingston Trio again after that, Merry Minuet. Followed by Randy Newman, Political Science. Let's drop the big one now. And the 60s were also famous for protest songs. The mess in Vietnam led to many, many songs. And we're going to play a few for you right now.
This song is called Vietnam, trying to where democracy had kind of rolled in the air of South Vietnam. Democracy means rule by one family and 5,000 American troops. U.S. soldiers are dying over there, as the status quo remains over there. U.S. soldiers are dying while their mothers sit home crying. It's a crime how they're dying over there. Vietnam, Vietnam. Oh, I must be dying, Vietnam. Well, I don't really care to die for the new frontier and make Vietnam safe for democracy. Now one family rules the country over there, and they lock up opposition over there. Well, I don't really crave to fill up a Vietnam grave as one family fills their pockets over there. Vietnam, Vietnam. Oh, why must we die in Vietnam? Well, I don't really care to die for the new frontier and make Vietnam safe for democracy. Now our soldiers burn the towns up over there, and they relocate the people over there. Well, this may sound like treason, but it sure shows lack of reason to lock up groups of people over there. Vietnam, Vietnam. Oh, why must we die in Vietnam? Well, I don't really care to die for the new frontier and make Vietnam safe for democracy. Now, if you want to stop the fighting over there, well, you better stir up action over here, drop your congressman a line, let him know what's on your mind, and the crisis will be over there. Vietnam, Vietnam. Oh, why must we die in Vietnam? Well, I don't really care to die for the new frontier and make Vietnam safe for democracy.
What's that spell?
Yes.
What's that spell?
Yes.
Vietnam. So put down your books, pick up a gun. I'm gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, like a two, like a three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates.
Come on, General, let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is the one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when the golden rule of the kingdom come.
And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates.
Boys up to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
doors and turn their backs to please the crowd. That recorded him. Black and white was the newsprint he was mentioned in. Black and white was the question that so bothered him. He never asked, he was taught not to ask what was on his lips as they buried him.
Oh, Roman soldiers on a silver screen, framed in fantasies and drugged in dreams, unpaid actors of the mystery. The mad director knows that freedom will not make you free. And what's this got to do with me? I declare the war is over. It's over. It's over. Drums are drizzling on a grain of sand. Fading rhythms of a fading land. Prove your courage in the proud parade. Trust your leaders where mistakes are almost never made. And they're afraid that I'm afraid. I'm afraid the war is over. It's over. It's over. Angry artist painting angry signs. Use their vision just to blind the blind. Poison players of a grisly game. One is guilty and the other gets to point the blame. Pardon me if I refrain. I declare the war is over. It's over. Serve your country in her suicide. Find a flag so you can wave goodbye. But just before the end, even treason might be worth a try. This country is too young to die. And their whistling marches as they mow the lawn. And the gargoyles only sit and grieve. The gypsy fortune teller told me that we've been deceived. You only are what you believe. It's over. It's over.
When I came back from Larang Prabang, I didn't have a thing where my balls used to hang. But I got a wooden medal and a fine harangue, and now I'm a fucking hero. Mourn your dead land of the free, if you wanna be a hero, follow me. Mourn your dead land of the free, if you wanna be a hero, follow me. And now the boys all envy me. I fought for Christian democracy with nothing but air where my balls used to be. But now I'm a fucking hero. Mourn your dead land of the free. If you wanna be a hero, follow me. Mourn your dead land of the free. If you wanna be a hero, follow me. The 21 cannon thunder into the bloody wild blue yonder for a patriotic ballless wonder. Now I'm a fucking hero. Mourn your dead land of the free. If you wanna be a hero, follow me. Mourn your dead land of the free. If you wanna be a hero, follow me. In Loing Prabang there is a spot where the corpses of your brothers rot, and every corpse is a patriot, and every corpse is a hero. Mourn your dead land of the free. If you wanna be a hero, follow me. Mourn your dead land of the free. If you wanna be a hero, follow me.
Started off our protest set with a very early recording from Phil Oakes called Vietnam. I figure that's from late 1963, early 1964, because he does mention 5,000 American troops in Vietnam. Then we had Country Joe and the Fish, I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die Rag. That was followed by The Association doing Requiem for the Masses. We had The Doors, gave us Unknown Soldier. Phil Oakes again, doing The War Is Over. And we finished up with Patrick Sky, a regular contributor to the Radio Free Bongo Show, coming back missing some vital equipment from Loing Prabang. And by the way, speaking of Phil Oakes, I just want to note that it was April 9th of 1976, 30 years ago. Wow, time goes fast. That Phil Oakes hung himself at his sister's house in Far Rockaway, Queens, New York. And he went way before his time. Sad thing indeed. But anyway, I want to play a few things by Phil. Something we can remember him by.
In the tube where I was born, I could have sworn there was so much to see. There was so little to be, but I was free. World at my command, through the dots I ran, looking for a man that looked like me. And now can be told, I'm a quarter of a century old, but I'm a half a century high. In the tube where I was grown, I was alone. The figure on the floor, the dream behind the door, the sound was love. Ball game on the street disappeared behind my feet. Out of breath, my heart would be to see another show. And now it can be told, I'm a quarter of a century old, but I'm a half a century high. I was killed, I was fulfilled. The lies of light were clear. I'd stare until the end, and then again. Faded in the fat, I gave all the mind I had. And whenever I was sad, I had my friend.
sit by my side, come as close as the air, share in a memory of gray, and wander in my words, dream about the pictures that I play of changes. Green leaves of summer turn red in the fall, to brown and to yellow they fade, and then they have to die, trapped within the circle time parade of changes. Scenes of my young years were warm in my mind, visions of shadows that shine, till one day I returned and found they were the victims of the vines of changes. The world spinning madly, it drifts in the dark, swings through a hollow of haze, a race around the stars, a journey through the universe ablaze with changes. Moments of magic will glow in the night. All fears of the forest are gone, but when the morning breaks, they're swept away by golden drops of dawn of changes. Passions will part to a strange melody, as fires will sometimes burn cold like petals in the wind. We're puppets to the silver strings of souls of changes. Your tears will be trembling now, we're somewhere else. One last cup of wine we will pour, and I'll kiss you one more time, and leave you on the rolling river shores of changes. So sit by my side, come as close as the air, share in a memory of gray, wander in my words, dream about the pictures that I play of changes.
I'd like to do a song about fate called There But For Fortune, a song written for me by Miss Joan Baez.
Show me a prison, show me a jail, show me a prison man whose face is growing pale, and I'll show you a young man with many reasons why.
And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me an alley, show me a train, show me a hobo who sleeps out in the rain, and I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me the whiskey stains on the floor. Show me a drunken man as he stumbles out the door. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me the country where the bombs had to fall. Show me the ruins of the buildings once so tall. And I'll show you a young land with so many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I, or I. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone. And I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. And I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone. And the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone. And the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. And I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. Guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
From the top, Phil Oakes gave us Half a Century High, Changes, There But for Fortune, and When I'm Gone. Those last three cuts were live, as you heard. Very interesting. And we're going to go now, but I want to note one more passing for you. English pop star Gene Pitney passed away last weekend, and along with doing his own material, he also worked with an early group called the Rolling Stones back in 1964. And we have one of those cuts for you where Gene plays the piano for the Stones, and it's called Little by Little. Good night, everybody. See you next time.
I tried to trail you last night, baby. Trail you in my car.